Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the Green Wife Happy Life podcast, where I, Pam, the Green Wife, and my husband, Rob,
who has a happy life,
talk about green things that I make my family do and how we like them. So just, I like to make super simple swaps.
Perfect.
So in this episode, what I wanted to do is give you a review of a product, okay, that I use all the time, and it's a laundry detergent, which Rob probably knows a lot about.
I'm a simple man and a simple life.
I got it, okay, right.
And a happy wife.
Got it, okay.
Who likes laundry detergent.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of laundry, so yep. there were five of us, now there's four, because one's at college. But in any case, so what I want to do in this product review is I want to cover a couple of things, just so you know, like, what I look for. So I'm going to tell you, obviously, what it is, a little bit about it, and then I want to talk about packaging. I want to talk about how easy it is to buy, like, where, and I want to talk about like a health sort of rating, like a third party rating, if it's available. And then I want to know what my husband and what my teenagers thought of it.
Okay. I was wondering what I'm doing here.
Right. That's your job. So, okay. So the first laundry detergent that I've tried is from a company called True Earth, and
it's the first eco-friendly laundry detergent.
Sorry, yes. It's one of the eco-friendly laundry detergents that I have tried.
Right.
So, and again, what I mean by that, I'm going to go over those things. So, okay, so True Earth is a company that makes a laundry detergent that was, I think, very confusing for my family at first. But it comes in a paper envelope, basically. That is it. That's all the packaging. So that's for me, eco-friendly. It's not plastic, it's paper, and that's it. And the laundry detergent itself is this small strip of basically laundry detergent. And the company describes it as a laundry strip that packs ultra-concentrated hypoallergenic cleaning power into a tiny pre-measured strip of liquidless laundry detergent. So that was very confusing for my family.
Yeah.
They're like, I was confused at first too. They're like perforated. It looks like paper. So that's it. So packaging wise, I give it a big thumbs up. Safety wise, I usually look at like two resources. I look at the EPA it's called Safer Choice, and they put like a label on products, like cleaning products and stuff, that they have sort of evaluated, and only things that meet their standards make it on the list. So True Earth isn't listed in their product list, and I don't know if that's because they never reviewed it. I don't know how you tell if it's already been through the process. But, and the other one I use is, did you know I do all this with all of our products?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do now.
I do now. And the other one is, I just use these as a guide because I'm not a chemist. I don't know. And, you know, I don't even know what some of these terms mean, to be honest. So, and the other is the Environmental Working Group. They have a Healthy Cleaner database where they go through all sorts of testing, and you can, you know, take from it what you want, but then they give it a rating at the end. Okay. So this product, True Earth, they give it a C. So I'm okay with a C, honestly, because there's so many things that are like Fs that I used to use. So I'm okay with the C, a grade.
Because we can't find a B or an A?
We can, but I wanted to try a whole bunch of them.
I'm not satisfied with average.
Okay, I am. Just kidding.
Oh, that's so mean.
I'm just kidding.
Wow, I'm supposed to be the funny one.
Okay, anyway. So, all right, so packaging, I think this is a thumbs up. Safety, I guess, you know, average. I'm okay with average. this one I used to only be able to order online. Like for me, that's about a B in terms of ease of purchasing, because I often forget that I'm out of something, and then I'll be in the store and I'm like, oh, I need more laundry detergent. And so I would pick anything off the shelf because there weren't a lot of healthier, eco-friendlier options. I mean, they're more now. Like when you go shopping, you're seeing
exactly
more in the grocery store.
What's next?
So this one, True Earth, I have been seeing at my local grocery store. So it is becoming a lot easier to purchase. So did you have any feedback on this one when you did the laundry?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think they, and I might be wrong if this is one of them, but they don't smell like I think of laundry smell.
Yeah.
That's my critique.
Yeah, right. And that was, so this one is actually fragrance-free.
Yeah, fragrance-free.
Yeah.
It smells like
nothing.
Paper.
It smells nothing. Like nothing. It also, they also come in, let's see, fresh linen and, yeah, fresh linen. That's the other stuff.
Well, let's get fresh linen.
So, that was the biggest feedback from my family, is that it doesn't smell, like our clothes don't smell clean. I think we're so used to smell clean equaling good smell that this is like, ooh, they're not clean. But it's the fragrance and stuff that a lot of chemicals are used to create the fragrance. So
okay.
That's the thing. So so that is the feedback on this from from the family. And I will, leave links to this product if you want to read more about it, like if you want to read about the environmental working group evaluation and all the stuff that goes into it. Again, I just use it as a guide to kind of steer me in the right direction. So, and you can look up things that you are currently using and see, you know, how they rate safety-wise. But so I'll leave links to that. If there's another product that you want us to try out, I love trying out stuff that's eco-friendly, obscure things or, you know, a lot of things that are new to the market, I love trying them out. So, and so does Rob.
And it doesn't have to be great. It can just be average, apparently.
Right, I'll take a seat. Okay, so that is it. So we will see you guys on the next episode, and we'll be back with some more product reviews. All right, talk to you soon.
Wait, you want a joke?
Yes.
I wanted to contribute more to this discussion on laundry detergents, but I felt like my hands were tied.
I think tied gets like an F. I'm going to give that an F.
All right.
All right. Bye.